reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came up on one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported it to their Lord, all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all of his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most difficult things for me to hear and to deal with is someone who says, "I just can't forgive myself." Now, sometimes it's said as a verbal ploy about some small social gaffe. "I can't forgive myself that I didn't invite you to our party last Friday." But other times, it's more serious. Like a woman who told me that she couldn't forgive herself for leaving uncapped medication out in the presence of her son, who, in an unsupervised moment, downed all the medicine in the bottle and later died. Or a young man whose father lay in a nursing home permanently disabled because he, the young man, had left a toolbox carelessly lying at the head of the stairwell, and his father fell over it and broke his back on the way down the stairs. Today's readings are about forgiving others, and yet I think the gospel reading contains an important lesson about forgiving yourself as well. And that lesson is, you must be able to accept forgiveness with gratitude in order to forgive others. Why should this servant, having been forgiven a huge amount? Back 20 years ago, I read someplace that the amount of 1,000 denarii was equivalent of our national debt at that time. Of course, that was before the national debt skyrocketed into the trillions. But in comparison, the other servants was worth, the debt was worth about a month's wages. How could it be possible for a man to be forgiven a debt equaling the national debt and not be able to forgive a fellow servant a month's wages? Somewhere he missed the message. He missed the feeling of gratitude for what had been done for him by his master. We are all called to be forgiving. Sometimes that calls for a lot of courage. Some things are hard to forgive. But we must always remember that God has forgiven us so much more than we could ever be asked to forgive another. We begin each Eucharist with a confession of sin and a prayer for mercy and forgiveness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Why? I think it's because the Eucharist is a prayer of thanksgiving. And in order to be thankful, we must recognize that we have been forgiven. Why should we confess our sins? God already knows them. God has already forgiven them. We confess our sins to help us be aware of the thankfulness that we must have to God for the forgiveness we have received, in order that we might enter into an act of thanksgiving, where Jesus has told us, if you remember as you approach the altar that you, your brother has something against you, go and be reconciled. Forgiving is an absolute necessity for a worship, which is an act of thanksgiving. So today, let us recognize God's great gift of forgiveness for us, that we may be able to forgive others and perhaps, or surely, even ourselves.